And as I mentioned, now we head to Traralgon Hospital, where Tom Stockdale is currently after a shocking fall at Stony Creek on Sunday. Good morning, Tom. How are you going?
Not too bad, yourself?
Yeah, very well. A lot better than you. No doubt you were listening to Jason then. He said you're both Traralgon boys, that you've come through the same town, and here you are both sitting on your backsides in hospital. It's been a terrible few days for the jocks here in Victoria, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Me and Jace actually just live where Jace lived. We're just around the corner from him, so we didn't know much of each other when we were young, but yeah, just around the corner.
The injury that you suffered on Sunday at Stony Creek is one that gives most people the shivers when you read about it, a broken tibia and fibula. Can you explain what occurred and what the pain was like when it happened?
Yeah, well, the horse that I was on, the mare of Logan McGill's, it actually had a stallion chain, so I had to hop off it for it to be loaded. Once it was loaded, I just sat off it for a while Snowy, the barrier attendant, held it. Just waited for the two horses to be loaded, so I just decided just to hop on just quietly. As I proceeded to put my foot in the irons, the horse actually reared up and sort of went off in the barriers before lunging forward through the front. And with that, it proceeded to gallop off, and I just didn't have my balance all there, so I ended up falling off to the side, and I thought I would have been right as I was going down. I sort of got galloped on, and because I was going that quick, I kept on rolling, and I could just feel my leg was just sloppy, and I just knew from then on that it was broken.
So it was the horse who actually galloped on your leg that snapped it?
Yeah, it was.
Which leg is it, Tom?
It's your right leg. When it happened, I didn't want to believe that it happened, but I just held it, and I just knew that it was broken from then on. So I've never felt pain like it, so it was pretty excruciating, the pain.
Do you go into shock when you're in a situation like that?
Yeah, I was in a fair bit of shock and in a fair bit of pain, and I was lucky that the ambos on course, they were really good, and the barrier attendants were really good, get me stable and support me on the board into the ambulance, and they were quick to give me the green whistle and quick to give me the painkillers, which was really good of them.
With that green whistle, we see it a lot with jockeys and footballers. How quick does it take for that painkiller to kick in? Because I can't even begin to imagine the pain of snapping your leg like that.
Yeah, I'd say it'd be about a minute before it kicks in. And when it really does, it sort of really numbs the pain. It doesn't really take the shock away, but it just really numbs the pain, which makes it a bit easier for you.
So you're taken to hospital. You're only a young boy who's starting out your career. What did the doctors say, and what type of operation have you had to have?
I haven't been really given a timeline on how long it's going to take to recover, but I went into surgery that night, and I got two rods put in my right leg, and the nurses have said I can start to try and walk around with crutches at the moment because the rods are strong enough to support my weight. But I'm just taking it slowly just because it's still very tender.
And how's the pain level now?
At the moment, I'm full up on painkillers, so pain's pretty much nothing at the moment. But I've got good nurses here looking after me. My sister, Phoebe Stockdale, is actually a nurse that works at Traralgon, so she's been a real big help to me.
Well, that's good. You're working her hard?
Yeah, keeping her on her toes.
Well, Tom, it is a terrible injury, terribly bad luck, because you were kicking so many goals at the moment as well. How long do they expect that you'll be in hospital for?
I was hoping that I was going to go home yesterday, but just because the pain really started to kick in again, I stayed another night. So we'll just see how we go today. Hopefully I'll go home this afternoon, if not tomorrow. But we'll just play it by ear and see how it goes.
We know the Stockdales are a tough breed. How have your parents dealt with this?
Mum and Dad actually went. They usually go to the races. They usually watch nearly every race there live, but they weren't there that day. Me, Nan and Pop were, though. They were all pretty overwhelmed with it all, but at the moment they're handling it pretty good. And I had the boys in the rooms, you know, they were there to pack up my gear and get all my gear ready and get it out to my car for my Nan and Pop. So big thanks goes to them as well.
Are you just like Jason, despite this injury, you're counting down the days until you can get back in the saddle?
Yeah, that's it. You know, really, really kicking myself. Like, so I had a bit of a breakdown as soon as I got put in the ambulance. Like, I just felt that this year was just a bit of a waste of time. But, you know, I'm just looking forward now, not looking back, and just really keen to get back into the saddle and keep on kicking goals.
Well, hopefully it won't be as bad as what it could be with that type of injury. It'll be a few months on the sidelines, but fingers crossed it heals as quick as possible, Tom, and we'll get to see you back in the saddle as well. Good luck with the recovery. Thanks for having a chat to us and giving us an insight into what was a terrible day for you at Stoney Creek on Sunday.
No worries at all. Thank you very much.
Thomas Stockdale from the Traralgon Hospital.